Like it's.
It's on now.
Okay.
Bob?
I had an incident last summer at my place. Contacted the sheriff's office at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I really didn't get much of a response on the phone. So I went and contacted some other people who live in the area. And within 20 minutes, Homeland Security was there, and they took this character out of the woods at gunpoint. 11 o'clock that night, I get a call from the sheriff's office. He said, like this to still come out. A little late.
When was that? What's your name, sir?
Officers considered it serious enough to put the guy on the ground at gunpoint.
What's your name, sir?
What's that?
What's your name?
Best.
Bob Best.
Best?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Oh, God, I don't know. It was last summer. I don't remember.
Okay. It's,
I don't have any answers.
I don't either. And I'm not a police officer.
Yep.
No.
So did you bring a contract with you?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I was a little confused at town meeting that it was pretty clear that there was people that it sounded that that was not going to be happening, so.
Well, I think we had a mix-up in our last meeting, and you didn't get here, and we were hoping you were to come, and somehow we didn't get hold of you, or
whatever.
That was my fault.
Things happen. So we wanted to have this discussion, and I think this was one of the ways to really make it happen, is what we were looking at.
Okay.
And we did get a few people here to talk, so.
And it was also a good message at town meeting that, you know, we are serious about addressing the issue. So that's why it came up that way, instead of it just being.
Well, we're serious about it, too. I mean, our whole job is public safety.
Yeah.
We sure in heck do not want anyone getting hurt. We don't want any pedestrians being hurt or anything like that while they're walking the roads. Like, that is all of our best interest.
Yep.
We want people to be safe, and we want people to feel safe. So
I don't think, personally, I think you're doing a good job. It's just we do get a lot of complaints from people. You know, when they see us, they like to unload on us. And,
right, and again, like we mentioned, we have a very small contract with you guys. 6 hours goes by like that. You know, our guys are very active with DUI drugs and DUI in those, you know, arrests. Those take 2 to 4 hours, and then just for the processing, and then can take another 2 to 4 hours for paperwork, and then you're looking at court. All of that time gets billed to the town if it occurs in Newport Town. So that gets eaten up really fast, and then you're looking at us not even being here for a couple weeks, and then nobody sees us in town. So if you guys are willing and able to, I would, you know, maybe if it not this year, if you're still willing to do a contract this year and next year, looking at maybe 10 hours and see how that works and see if that's any more satisfying to you guys and see if, you know, our productivity is more satisfying in to the town and to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Well, I think we want a contract with them.
I'd like to
add hours this year if we had a way.
The people have they passed the money and they want police protection,
right.
And
yeah.
You guys are it. So
yeah.
Do you have any suggestions going forward for these guys as far as the store and who to contact?
I would contact us and ask to speak to a deputy in regards to like cases and what's going on. If you guys are having problems with somebody, then yeah, definitely call. And if you're not satisfied with that answer, speak with Lieutenant Wells or myself.
Okay.
So do you want to make a motion to sign the contract, and Jen can email it to me and you guys can stop in at some point?
Certainly.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, well,
yeah. Oh,
I'll
fine.
I'll make the motion that we contract with the Williams County Sheriff's Department. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
We're 10 hours a week.
We have to find the money to do that, Steve.
Yeah.
At this point, what the contract we've already agreed upon with.
Would be the money that we spent at town meeting for was appropriated.
If we can find other money, maybe we can add a little bit on.
Maybe look at it next year.
Or if we find some money, maybe we can ask them.
Yeah, that's what I say. If we find some money, maybe we can add a little more on. Talk with Jen and reset.
A motion was made to appoint the Orleans County Sheriff's Department as a police force for the town.
And sign the contract, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any further discussion? Dennis?
It still sounds like you need to be a little bit less lenient on the letting them go on tickets. That's what it sounds like people are asking for.
We don't know the circumstances on what's going on.
Every stop is different.
That's right. And it's their job. So, you know, we can't tell them. And I don't want to tell them.
And if I was in their position, I'd look at a lot of things, too, when I stop somebody. Sometimes you can say, well, I probably won't be around the day that he goes to court, and that righteous judge is just going to let him go anyway. So let's just scare the heck out of him, and hopefully it works.
I saw it work. The state police picked up a guy for speeding. 2 hours, they waited in the yard. The guy walked over. I said, where are you going? He goes, going to get my license and my stuff. They let him go. And he waited out the state police, and he got away with everything. 2 hours of state police time, sitting in the yard, and they let him go because he said he doesn't have a license, he doesn't have a registration, or insurance.
All right, we have
all right. Anyway,
we have a motion on the floor. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Here we have a contract.
Get us a contract. Sign it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
And thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Talking with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to road commissioner. You got anything more, Mike? Or?
The body that we've got to pay for is like $94,000. That's all that's left on that new truck. They haven't invoiced us yet. We do have like $150,000 or so, $160,000 in the equipment fund, but didn't know. We had discussed earlier about possibly taking some out of a reserve fund. I assume we're going to take it out of the equipment fund. But just throwing it out there, if you wanted to reduce the reserve fund a little bit, be a good spot.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Yep.
At some point.
Yep. Great. Thank you. That it?
That's it.
Now we go back to water, sewer, recycling, solar panels. And Mike, I'll let you start with the water and sewer.
Water usage ain't too bad. It's up and down some days. Some days it seems to disappear. But the top wells, they run dry every couple of weeks. Got to give them a break. So we really got to do something with another well in the future.
Is our gallon usage up?
At times, it's...
Not a leak somewhere.
Nothing major. It's usage some days are great, and other days it's like gone. You know, not been terrible, not like we used to have, but it's just them wells, they actually produce really well for 2 weeks, and then they just fall right off. You give them a couple week break, and they come back. So it's...
Can you run them a week, leave it off a week?
That's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah, that is what I've been
trying. These are the ones up top by Charlie's?
Yeah.
Other than that, the usage really hasn't been bad by any means. We did fix a one leak over there on Eastern Avenue a while back now. But as far as leaks go, there's always going to be something leaking somewhere.
Okay.
One of the concerns I've been hearing with water leaks is the calls he's getting from the city of Newport. How can we stop that? Just so Mike doesn't get called at 2 o'clock in the morning because there's a leak in East Main Street, Newport.
On that leak the other night, I had, I bet, 10 calls. And while I was talking to each one, my phone was just people beeping in because they Google Newport Water and they find my number.
So,
yeah. And they argue with me that my number is on the city's website.
Yeah, and then...
And it is not.
I wonder if they call that dispatch that they have and the dispatch gives them your number. I'm hoping they have the right number.
I don't.
To send down.
It's very annoying.
Steve.
Talking about the dispatch at Newport PD, I've had dog calls from Newport, and the dispatcher says, well, people said the dispatcher said to call you. So I went down and had a little talk with the chief, police chief last week, and I told him, I said, this is getting to be bullcrap, you know? And I get up for health, I have more calls for a health officer and dog control, animal control, than I do
here.
Here.
Well, that's what I was hearing that Mike's getting the same thing. That's why I brought it up.
By far.
So he's going to have a talk with his dispatcher anyway. So
okay. Sewer?
Closed down now. Got our inspection coming up at the end of the month. Somehow they reached out the other day. They haven't told me when they want to come, but I think they want to do it in March, which is just, it's too early, but they seem to have a deadline now that they didn't used to worry
about. Are we pumping tanks this year or not?
The inspection will tell us.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. It's been a while. We might have to.
Okay.
It's better to do it before it gets... They go by the depth of the sludge, and years ago we didn't pump very often, and then it made it miserable for them to remove the sludge, so...
Yep.
It's expensive.
Just ask them, that's why I get prepared for it. Recycling, we had a meeting today. I'm on the committee for a search for Paul Tomasi. He is done this year. Mm-hmm. So we started that process. We hired a firm that was Municipal Resources Incorporated to help with the search to find a new executive director. So. And there is no March meeting. It's been canceled for the whole district. So, but we're doing every other week. The committee on the search for a director is going. So, solar panels, how are they working?
What I'm seeing, they're working okay. You might.
Yep.
You
could.
Just checking them off.
Any questions on water, sewer, recycling, and solar from the people? Bob?
Was there an increase in the output of the solar panels with the new panels over, more produced with the new panels as compared with the older ones?
There should be.
Should be.
That's telling, I haven't noticed. I mean, we were supposed to get a new hookup for internet so that the solar panels reported quicker, and then All Earth Renewables that monitors the system, they charge electricity no matter what. It just doesn't get reported because the distance to the town garage was too far. We thought maybe if it went to the recycling center that it would get more accurate.
Okay. We're going to look into getting something on the recycling building that transferred the signal.
A repeater or something like that.
I've called the computer guy like two or three times. Yeah, when I go by, I'll stop in. And
that's what the internet guy
I'll
said
call
would
him
be
again.
The most cost-effective.
Mm-hmm.
Put a booster on it.
Yeah. I'll call...
So I can't answer that question. But they were bigger panels, so they should be producing more electricity.
And I'll call him again.
Okay. Sign orders, review and approve bank statements and journal entries, sign appointments, 2025.
You got the appointments thing there?
Something right there.
Right here.
Yeah. So we have added to it this year people that wanted to be on different committees. Dennis is on the conservation.
I think everything's the same. Other than the Conservation Board. And we've added Dennis DeLibriere, Trish Buttis, and Vince Buttis for till 2028.
And then we added at the bottom there.
We added an ethics committee that is by the Select Board. We do have Town Service Officers, the Select Board, Ethics Committee. You want me to read them all to people, or just, they're pretty much the same as what's in the book. I guess That's all the rest is. Yep. There.
Okay. Motion to, I'll make a motion that we approve the appointments as presented. Any further discussion? Okay.
Nope.
All those in favor of the appointments signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Appointments have been done. I'll also make a motion that we approve the bank statement, the orders that were presented to us, and the journal entries. Discussion.
I didn't see anything out of the ordinary.
No, I didn't either.
Okay. Anything from the people in relative to that? Motion's been made. No further discussion. All those in favor of approving the bank statement, journal entries, and orders, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Carries. Unfinished new business. Matt.
Well, after hearing Sheriff Harlow, I think, and kind of knowing from being at Troy's town meeting, they increased their hours up from 6 a week to 20 a week. And if people are thinking that maybe that might be more
20 a week?
I think so.
Yes.
They went from 6 to 20.
Wow.
They've got a lot of ongoings. I won't get into their personal stuff. That has them really wanting that, especially around their school. And if we're only going to have 6 hours for this year, then maybe it might benefit, us to keep an eye on what's going over there and maybe talk to their select board about, hey, how are you seeing from going from 6 to 20? And then that might give you guys an idea of how to gauge what it looks like when you increase hours.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought that I had while I was sitting here.
Makes sense. So, see if they're getting a bang for the buck. Okay. Any other unfinished business or new business?
Oh, I got some.
Denise. I'll let you finish with the minutes.
Notes.
She does a good job.
Thank you. So, at town meeting, we voted to eliminate the office of the listers.
Mm-hmm.
So our listers today came in and worked, and we've got two of them, Arlene and Steve, and they tendered their letter of resignation. What they put is, due to election by our town to dissolve the Board of Listers, we are providing you with our official resignation as listers of the town of Newport effective immediately. However, we are more than happy to accommodate our town's needs during the transition period and as a needed basis, which we anticipate to end by June 30th, 2025. So what happens is the list, by statute, since we voted to eliminate the listers, that's effective immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But the appraisal people are not going to lodge the 2025 grand list because they're not going to sign their name to something that they haven't been out and done the transfers, built the subdivisions, measured the properties. So the expectation is that our listers, if they are willing, which they are, and Oscar Roberts is willing to come on an as-needed basis like he did last year, so they would go through and lodge the 2025 grand list if you folks are fine with them still, coming in and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then between now and like June 30th, because why they put June 30th is because by then the grievances should all been done, change of appraisals go out, grievances are done, the grand list is lodged. At that point, the appraisal company would sign on hopefully July 1st.
Okay.
So in the interim, we could, come up with, a list of tasks maybe for the assessor's clerk to do and what our expectations are for the assessor. I suspect, based on talking to our listers, if the assessor came in a couple, 5 hours every quarter, that would be more than enough time. And then, of course, in the spring, when they go out and they do their road work, and then send out the change of appraisals, which we would still do through this office. We'd send out the appraisals. They would handle the grievance. They would handle the results of the grievance and lodge the final grant list, exactly like our listers.
Do we have to accept their resignation? I mean, I will as soon as there's a new organization in place, July 1st or June 1st, whatever it is. So I would like to have them have the same statutory authority that they had as a lister up until that point.
Yeah, I agree with that statement.
So you're saying just postpone their designations?
Right. Wait until so that they are still...
Correct.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. So I could ask them... No, I'm not going to be here next week when I see them, but I can call Arlene and just run that by her.
You're not out of a job just yet.
I'll tell her. And they are willing to lodge the 25 grand list.
Good.
But it has to come from...
And that way, they will still be legally capable of doing
right.
that.
Yep, that's right.
Right. So that it's not like they resigned and then came in and did it.
It's almost like we're appointing them like here.
Right.
Same thing.
Exactly. And in the statute, it does say that it becomes 45 days. They've got 45 days, so you would still have to appoint them, so to speak.
Yeah,
so,
right.
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good. Anything else under
new
business? All right. Executive session for personnel issues. Plural, and I'd like to invite Mike Bayraw to stay for that, and Denise Daigle. And we will wait till everyone leaves the room.
Thank you, all folks, for coming.
Thank you, guys, for coming.
Thank you very much.
Did you make a motion to go into executive session?
He just did.
Oh, like
when everybody leaves.
When everybody leaves.
We'll do the official.
Okay, so Renee's going to tell the others to come in the center, but I'm going to be off next week.
Okay.
Yeah. 11, 12,
13. Denise has them. You'll have to get a copy from her.
Yeah.
I could just take a picture of the names. Okay, this is all I needed.
I'm just going to drop off paper for Richard.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
I'm going
you.
To be here Monday, and then I'm going to be here Tuesday.
Okay, I'll drop off Monday morning.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Now you know how to file a complaint.
It won't do no good, though, because they're not gonna arrest somebody for stealing two beers. It's not a big enough charge to take them to court. So you're still...
Nor do you want to waste their time for two beers.
Well, you know what I mean? So you're still
discouraged.
It doesn't matter how much they steal. They should still be able to
take them to court.
Until it gets over $1,000, then it becomes...
That's bullshit.
Can I steal four next time?
Steal four next time, not just two.
Okay. Yeah.
Now we just type up our own... I got...
No, but you can still call them, say that he stole two beers. It's up to them whether they want to bring him to court. But they can file your trespass notice... Without a $150 fee.
Because now I got a Tom Howell sent me one.
A form.
I just read up my own. I'm just like, happy to hand it to him.
You're a constable, ain't ya? Yeah, but with...
Go to the police academy, get trained.
Yeah, but who carries the bullet, Steve? Does Anton carry the bullet, or who has a gun? Which
I don't know, but why we're here... Think you guys can buy my ammo?
Yeah.
Just open an account at Green Mountain Sport. It's good, and you guys just pay the tab.
Oh, dear.
I will put any guns on your account. Just buy the ammo.
As long as you promise not to bring a gun to school.
Thank you, guys.
So what time is it? 6:22?
There's nobody out there, right?
6:22.
You want a motion? Do you need to make a motion to enter executive session?
Yep. I'll make a motion. We enter executive session at 6:22. We invite Mike Bayraw and Denise Daigle for personnel issues.
And shut that off.
Yep.
What time is that?
All right. We're back in open session, and it is 6:50. And
no. That's
I'm sorry. Yeah, 6:44.
Correct.
6:44. Sorry for that. I was looking at the lister's clock and it's off. Just to give the people on that. So, what was discussed was in executive session, we're taking the recommendation of the road commissioner and for salaries for his people based on what was approved at town meeting. We were also informed by the town clerk that she is going to be getting done at the end of April. So we are going to actively start looking for her replacement. And there'll be ads in the paper. And if anybody's listening to this and they're interested, they can come apply at the select board and town clerk. Anything else? So
nothing for me.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Thanks. Close it.